Good evening, everybody. It's a real pleasure to be here at Zion Fall Convention. Really love the presence of the Lord and seeing old friends and new faces. It's just wonderful. Taking an example from my fellow speaker this morning, the time is short, so I'll have to move right along. My first message back in the United States at Starville Church Sunday really spoke to my heart. And Africa can be kind of dry and shallow as far as messages, so you don't always get a nice, wonderful steak and potato dinner, as we heard in the prophecy this morning. So the message really spoke, and I'm going to use that little three-point message to kind of give an update of what's going on in Lesotho too. And Pastor Rob spoke from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. It's the story of when Jesus wanted to preach. He came to Peter and said, "Let me sit in your boat and push off a little from shore." And he began to preach. And, you know, later there was a miraculous catch of fish and everything. And a little three-point, wonderful message that really spoke to my heart. And the message today just spoke to my heart so much. I want to start with this concerning repentance. In Lesotho, we are implementing the Zion curriculum. And no matter where the students are at, no matter where they want to go as far as a diploma or a certificate or a degree, I start them all at the very same place with the book on repentance from Pastor Tucker. So we want to instill very much those foundations there. And it just confirmed to my heart that importance of doing that and starting the people out with the first class repentance. Okay, point number one from Sunday morning's message was Jesus told Peter to throw the net on the other side. And the application was made that could mean, well, we had a plan to throw our net on the right side. We're going to fish here. We're professional fishermen. We know how to do it. But I suppose, nevertheless, at your behest, we will do something different, do something we had not planned, do something out of the ordinary, and throw our net on the other side of the boat, even though we've toiled all night and caught nothing. And the application was to let the Lord move you in a way that can move you out of your comfort zone, something unexpected, something unusual. Now, I'm not advocating doing something strange or preposterous or improprietous or anything like that, but sometimes the Lord will speak and move in unusual ways. For me, that was almost immediately after Bible school, the Lord began to speak about Lesotho. And, you know, I figured, oh, after Bible school, I'll probably go back to my home church and maybe teach on a rotation on Wednesday night, maybe take a Sunday school class and get some time under my belt and, you know, get accustomed to teaching and preaching. But that wasn't for me. For me, it was go to Lesotho. Almost immediately, I graduated. I think it was only a couple of months. And I'm so happy I heard that unusual thing, you know, that go before you think you're ready type of thing and take a step of faith. Throw your net on the left. Because if I hadn't done that, well, I think you're all finishing my statement in your mind. I never would have met my wonderful wife, Teresa. Honey, would you stand up, please? She's the one. She's the one who's attired as I am in the traditional garb and fabric of Africa. The number two was Wynette, from the message, point number two was Wynette, draft of fishes came in. So the nets began to break, so the ships began to sink. Peter called out to his partners. He called out to his partners, "Come and help." And it struck me that, you know, that's what we need to do in Lesotho. That's what we're doing in Lesotho. We're partnering with other denominations, Assemblies of God. Come one, come all. You know, we're not there to expand our denomination. We're not really there to plant churches. We're open to any who want to come and come under our umbrella, that sort of thing. But really, we're there to train up pastors. And I tell them, you don't have to join me. You don't have to change your affiliation, but come and get trained. Come and, you know, learn good doctrine. Come and be equipped for leadership and for ministry. And in doing that, we're having seminars now on a monthly basis. And we've seen some real growth there. It started from almost nothing. And the second one was like over a dozen people. Many of them, several of them were pastors. And the Lord is starting to speak in this area of seminars on a monthly basis, meeting with local pastors, knocking on doors, showing them what we have, introducing the design curriculum to them, mentoring on a one-on-one basis with several young candidates that I've befriended over the years. And I really have an inroad into their life. And we're able to, you know, not only knock on door and talk to a stranger, a pastor, but we're also able to mentor our friends. The Lord has recently opened a door for the jail ministry there in the inmate population and in among the staff. We haven't been able to have classes in there yet, but they've put us on the list. And it was quite unusual the way the Lord opened that door. And we also are preparing to open our doors to receive other ministries, Zion ministries, and different ones who want to come and share with us. Also want to say that there's been a shift in the spirit in Lesotho. When we went there, often the word of the Lord is one word. And the word that the Lord had given was wait. You know, wait for my time. And we've waited patiently. And good things happen to those who wait, as they say. And, you know, waiting is one of the most difficult things. And I'd come up to pastor over the years and say, it's discouraging. It seems like nothing's happening. And he would say, you know, Tom, I've noticed, not that it's a rule, a hard, fast thing, but he said, oftentimes you have to wait a long time, maybe as much as 10 years, before you really start seeing increase in fruit. And it's not easy. But the Lord has spoken a new word recently. When last time we were in the United States, the Lord spoke clearly, increase, increase. And I think that means increase in numbers, increase in opportunities, whatever it may be, financial provision, who knows what increase could mean. But he has spoken a few things to my heart, and he's confirmed his word. So we are very much looking about us for increase. Like that miraculous draft of fishes from my wonderful three-point message last Sunday. And the third point was, when the Lord revealed himself to Peter, Peter's response was, now depart from me, I am a sinful man. And just to say, we need the Lord. We just need the Lord. Lesotho needs the Lord. They're a sinful man. They're a sinful nation. They're steeped in tradition and cultural obstacles and barriers. You know, I'm not up there pointing their finger, my finger, at them. And as Pastor Wallace shared with us this morning, it again came in the way of confirmation to me. You know, he would say, well, I'm preaching to myself as much as I am to any of you here. And I need the Lord, and we all need the Lord, and Lesotho needs the Lord. And we are very much looking for great increase. And the Lord is opening doors in Lesotho, and I think there are many good things, good reports in the future to come. I'm believing the Lord for that. Amen. With that, I will ask you to pray with me, which I know you've done. So I do want to make sure I remind you to pray for Lesotho and those of us there. Amen. Amen.